Project Vision Hawaii, the hui for health, reaches out to our needy keiki and seniors to help with vision screenings. Sounds like a simple thing, but you might be surprised how many people go undiagnosed with eye problems when a simple fix can help them see clearly. We sat down with Annie Valentin to talk about the group's outreach goals as we close out the end of the year.
So Hawaii is one of 8 states without a vision screening program. We used to have one in 1989, and then in 1997, the project was actually defunded. And so groups like the Lions Club, Rotarians, and others have stepped up to try to fill the gaps, but there hasn't really been a systematic vision screening program in the schools where there's a consistent method of delivery and follow-up. So one thing we're working on is working towards reinstating a vision screening program, as well as reinstating methods of follow-up that ensure that every low-income child gets the glasses that they need to thrive and excel in school.
So how are you planning to do that?
So we work in partnership with Vision to Learn, which is a national nonprofit that I think now has provided glasses to over 100,000 kids. They work in LA, in Baltimore, and lots of different places. And in 2015, they decided they'd like to come to Hawaii. We had been doing the vision screening piece, and they actually helped us take it to the next level where we're able to provide the glasses to the low-income kids out of our mobile clinics. So in partnership with them, we're working with a hui of different funders from the private sector, while engaging with the public sector to try to screen 20,000 kids a year, provide 3,000 kids with follow-up exams, and 2,400 kids with the glasses that they need to excel in school. And this is a statewide initiative and a 3-year rollout. So what we're trying to do is engage, again, both the public and private sector to do the boots on the ground work, but also to look forward to some policy change and some mechanisms where we might be able to bring down some federal funds, as well as engage, you know, state and county governments to make this something that's part of a consistently funded program.
So where are we at in that process?
Well, we've hui'd together a great group of funders. The Castle Foundation has helped us spearhead this effort, along with First Hawaiian Bank, who were pioneers in this effort when we started in 2015. The governor has been supportive and has come out to our events, has seen us put the glasses on the kids. We've been at the legislature every year trying different approaches, working in partnership with stakeholders. So right now what we're doing is we're convening a scientific advisory board around this. We've had one, but we've expanded to include public sector participants from Department of Education, from University of Hawaii, from Department of Human Services, and Department of Health, to really engage in a way where we come to a consensus that we can have a consistent protocol. Further, we're convening a task force around policy change and trying to identify where there are, pukas, areas that we can maybe bring in some funds to help to fund this program. And in an effort to make it so that other screening initiatives can potentially access federal funds.
And where's the greatest need?
Well, you know, we defined our target population as people with access to care issues. And we define that as accessibility, affordability, and appropriateness. So depending on how you define need, right? So in places like Molokai, there are a few eye doctors that go there periodically, but most of them do not accept new patients. So it's very hard, and bless the doctors that go there. I mean, God bless them. We're very grateful for them. But it's very hard for people to get a basic pair of glasses. You know, there's a need to travel to other places, and there's an access issue there. And,
right, because if you don't live in Honolulu, you can't just go to Costco.
Yeah, and then, you know, you have your migrant populations who don't necessarily have insurance. And, you know, how do you excel in school if you can't see? And how do you come up within the system if you can't see? And then, you know, of course, there's cultural competency and appropriateness. Are the materials in the right language? You know, are we working with the right stakeholders to build the trust in the communities. So, you know, as an organization and in this partnership, that's something that's very important as well.
And what have you folks been able to accomplish? You know, like what are the numbers as far as your outreach?
Well, just this year, we vision screened about 10,000 kids across the state. We're working on initiatives to provide glasses on Molokai here in October, which is the first time we're actually going to be able to provide glasses to the kids on Molokai. We've provided glasses on Kauai, on the Big Island, and on Maui now. So that bringing that next step is really the essential ingredient.
And then we've had a situation, I know, on the Big Island where the communities there have just been pummeled between the volcanoes and the storms. And I know you folks have mobile clinics that go out, right?
Yeah, so Project Vision Hawaii has a number of different programs that serve Keiki Tukupuna. So we provide access to health and human services. So we started with these mobile medical clinics, and we actually equipped them with emergency preparedness materials based on the 2016 lava flow. We did a needs assessment. We asked different stakeholders, medical people, legislators, what should we have on this vehicle? And so when the Puna lava flow happened, the more recent one with Fissure 8, we offered out this vehicle. We did respiratory fit tests. You know, we teamed up with Pu'uhonua Opuna to deliver the services we could. But, you know, when we presented that offering, that people were like, well, we want your mobile hygiene unit. We need to get people into housing now. And, you know, there was 350 people in shelters living in tents for over a month, 6 weeks, over, you know, months.
Yeah, a long time.
Yeah. And so Brandy Menino from Hope Services reached out to us and said, you know, can you help us? And so we were able to send our mobile hygiene unit, which is another one of our programs where we deliver long, hot showers to people experiencing homelessness, which this lava flow has been a reminder that homelessness is really a step away from all of us. And we brought it over there, and then we were able to work with organizations like Hawaii Lodging and Tourism Association to raise funds for another hygiene unit designated to the Big Island.
And you're going to roll that out pretty soon.
Pretty soon, yeah. And here in, we're looking this fall. So we're going to be working with Pu'uhonua Opuna and the modular housing developments over there to house some of the remaining people who need help.
Right, so that's good news on that front.
Yeah.
And so you folks are also trying to raise funds because you want to keep expanding and reaching out to do with all those vision checks with the kids, right? And you've got a fundraiser coming up.
We do. We do have our annual eyeball on September 21st at 6 p.m. at Wailai Country Club. And it's going to be a great event. Kaumaka Iwa Kanaka'ole is playing, and she's just fabulous. And there's going to be some gorgeous hakule made by some of our volunteers, available for donation, a great live and silent auction, and just a really good, authentic look at what our volunteers and our staff work so hard on to provide in the community.
So it's a kind of a thank you, mahalo to them, and then also an opportunity to expand the programs you've got in place.
Exactly.
Okay, all right. Anything else you want to share just about the organization and where you want to go?
Well, I just think that we often take for granted what we have, and especially in these times of emergency preparedness, to just remember the importance of access to care. And there's so many amazing organizations doing so much good work towards this. And I feel like in our Hawaii community, we're so good at coming together when there's a identified need. And so, you know, as an organization, that's what we work towards. And in Hawaii, it comes naturally. So it's a pleasure to work here.
That was Annie Ballantyne with Project Vision Hawaii. The Eyeball fundraiser is this Saturday. The theme, Hawaiian Eyes. Can you see me now?